It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom, or yesterday into last night, and I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. And good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
All right. Give us the lowdown of last night's meeting.
So we had a long one. A lot of items that needed a lot of discussion, mostly Central Middle School. But starting off, we had an extension for a subdivision Mylar at 137 Doubling Hill Road. That was granted, the applicant needed more time to get the plans together. 530 Roundhill was the second item. Another subdivision application was heard at two previous meetings. This last bit was left open for conservation to opine on the open space organization and some of the protections that are going to be offered to the wetlands. So that was addressed, and the commission approved that with modifications. Then we got to Central Middle School, the municipal improvement and the preliminary site plan. This is a very long, obviously well-attended section of our meeting. The commission heard from the design team for the building committee, listened to all the materials and then the designs that have been the thoughts that have gone into the location and placement and driveway relocation, tree removal, all the things that they're contemplating in replacing the Central Middle School. They also heard from residents, and we had a large majority of people who obviously were in favor of replacing the school that has obviously been noted to have issues. The commission let the committee know that there is a lot of work that needs to get done before any permits are issued. However, they found that the plan is the proof of concept, lack of a better word, is solid, and that they moved it to final and approved the municipal improvement. So that should give the building committee an opportunity to go on to next steps and hopefully come back over the next few months with plans that could possibly be considered for site plan approval and then ultimately construction.
And Pat, you also, as part of that, that was the demolition of the existing building as well?
Yes, so the existing school would be removed only after the new building would be built. That's the plan right now. Now, things can all change, obviously, with, costs and investigations that happen, pre-construction, but that is the intention and the plan that the commission approved in concept last night.
Okay.
After that, we got to, my notes are lengthy on this. We had two postponements last night, by the way. We had a subdivision on Stanwich that was postponed. We also had 240 Greenwich Ave was postponed. That's an 830G application in the downtown behind Bank of America. Moving on, we had Michael Jones, and Vicky Johnson Network Development Company. This is a re-subdivision application that's been before the commission a few times to essentially reorganize four lots into two building lots in North Mianus area. That was waiting some title issues to be addressed. The applicant has got those addressed, and the commission approved that with modifications. Next, we had the Whitby School. Whitby School was looking to renovate an existing barn and into a sort of a flex space on the campus and a new bocce court. The commission had some, just not concerns, but they had some thoughts about the lighting and landscaping of the property, wanting to make sure it's not going to be a large outdoor sort of venue for the school, that it's going to be moderated properly and not create any issues with the neighbors. So they got satisfaction on that, and they approved it with conditions last night. Next, we move to the Greenwich American Center. This is the American Can, whatever you're familiar with in the northwest corner of town. They are seeking a text amendment and a preliminary site plan. The preliminary site plan was not discussed last night, but the text amendment was to create what we call an overlay zone or an incentivized zone on the property to allow for residential uses in that zone. It is strictly a business or office use only. We've heard this a few times. The applicant went to it's surrounded on two sides by Westchester, so there's been a lot of discussion and work we've had with our neighboring communities and including Westchester County Planning Planning Federation to talk about impacts or possible impacts of this design. The commission is working on the language to allow it. They're still trying to figure out what they think the right size or the right amount of development would be for this part of the world. Right now they're looking at a 30% of the land area to be dedicated to residential and a maximum of 25% to be office. And the commission's just wondering if is that the right mix, right size? Is that, you know, does that allow for all the issues regarding environmental problems and traffic and everything else to be addressed? So they gave some comments to the applicant, and they're going to come back and hopefully with another version that addresses a lot of those concerns. So that was left open. Next was Sutton Land Co., 21 Glenville Street, also known as the Stop and Shop Shopping Center in Glenville. This was the rezoning part of the application. Again, and like the earlier app, the site plan was not discussed last night. But they are looking to extend the boundary of the commercial zone around the plaza there to allow for expansion of the parking lot and some of the truck movements that are needed for a potential new grocery tenant. And these were needed mostly out of desire by the tenants to rent the space. They identified, and I think it's correctly so, that there's probably a lesser number of spaces than there should be there for the activities on the site. And also some of the truck movements and loading and unloading are a little cumbersome in the rear of the building, and having a little more space back there to maneuver is going to be helpful for anyone new who wants to go in. So they needed to expand the boundary because the outside of that commercial zone is a residential zone and you can't have commercial uses in it. So the commission voted to extend the boundary, and the site plan will be coming back hopefully next month. And next we have Ott Reed Realty. This is a large home in 547 North Street. They are looking to do a indoor athletic facility as well as additions that would exceed 150,000 cubic feet in building volume. This was at a pre-app last meeting. The commission had really nothing more to say about the project. They understood that it was a minor addition and revision to a private home, and they approved that with conditions. Next, we had three discussion items, one of which did not arrive at the meeting, but the two that I would like to talk about is Benedict Court Development. This is the area between Lewis Street and West Elm on the west side of Greenwich Avenue. It's been discussed for years about redevelopment. It's an area now of primarily low-density homes and commercial buildings. The property owner of those buildings has been seeking a larger development, and they've come back with a affordable housing project. This one is unique because they are not just seeking the state 30%, but they're looking to do up to 40%, that extra 10% being affordable area, which is more in line with the larger needs of our community. So there would be up to 40% of the units in the building of 110 being proposed that would be deed restricted below market. The commission had just a few comments that when they come back, they want to understand how the building looks from all viewpoints, because it will be several stories. And it's not going to be two stories. It's going to be five or six possibly, given the topography, and they wanted to make sure that it blends in well with the community. Traffic studies will obviously need to be done as well, and generally a positive interaction. So that will be hopefully coming back in the next few months. And lastly was a rezoning discussion on a pre-application basis for 37 Hillside Road and 505 and 509 East Putnam Ave, as well as 5 Brook Ridge Drive in what I would say Central Greenwich, Coscob area. This 5 Brook Ridge, for those of you who have been paying attention, has been the subject of several development potentials over the past few years. And the neighbors there feel that the zoning underneath for those lots, which is R20, is a little too generous in their terms and potentially hazardous to environmental concerns in the neighborhood, and they feel that it's more in line with a 1-acre zoning construct. They presented some of their discussion with the commission last night, and the commission gave them some feedback about the things that they need to show or discuss for the commission to consider when they're entertaining any rezoning application in the town. Mostly, is it in concert with the plan of conservation development? Does the zoning that is being proposed for a lot, does it jive with the general construct of zoning in town? You know, are we putting a commercial area in a residential area? Are we going to a lot that's much smaller than permitted? Those type of ideas. So the commission gave some feedback. The applicant is going to take that under consideration and decide what to do with their next steps. And that was our meeting around 10 o'clock, 10:30 last night we ended. So.
All right. All right. Pat, did you mention 147 South Water Street?
I did not. Thank you, Tony. They postponed before the meeting as well. So that will be heard at a later meeting date.
Okay. And so what do we have on the next meeting, and when is that?
Next meeting is November 2nd. It's a Thursday with the Halloween holiday. We scheduled it back a few days. We have a few items. Bailiwick should be coming back with the Bailiwick Club for renovations to their pool area. Potentially Greenwich Woods and their affordable housing project on King Street would be something we would entertain. We also have a lot confirmation application, but it's under a subdivision title for 228 Hollywood Lane. This was a project for multifamily a few years ago. The applicant there, the property owner that has it now, is looking at a different design. And so they want to make sure that they have separate lots there before they start going into the design for housing. So those are the big hitters that are probably coming back.
Okay. That's it. Any talk of Hamel Rink when they'll be coming before you?
I don't have a set date for that. I know we just got it. I'm sorry. You know, Tony, the big thing we're going to talk about as a discussion item is the affordable housing project that the Greenwich Communities is proposing in the Strickland parking lot near the Coscob station. That arrived last week, and we're going to give them the courtesy of a earlier review. So that'll be a pre-application discussion, not an application, but so that will be one of the major items. But regarding the rink, I don't have a time right now for that to be discussed. We just also got that application in, so it'll be obviously before the end of the year, but probably not on the 2nd.
All right. Meeting later in the week, so you guys can go trick-or-treating on Halloween, right?
That's right. We need our candy.
All right. You need it for those long meetings. All right. Thanks. Pat, appreciate your time, always. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining me with a recap of last night's meeting.